I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The vast majority of all cervical cancers are caused by the human papillomavirus, or HPV. To talk about the HPV vaccine and screening for cervical cancer in women is Dr. Jessica Tarleton. She's an OBGYN and an infectious disease specialist at MUSC. Dr. Tarleton, tell us about the human papillomavirus and cervical cancer in women.
The human papillomavirus, or HPV for short, is an extremely common virus that's mostly sexually transmitted. About 80% of people will acquire HPV virus at some point in their life, but most healthy people's immune systems will clear it on their own. And as you mentioned, it is the cause of most cervical cancers in women.
Tell us about the HPV vaccine and the protection it offers to prevent cervical cancer in women.
Our newest HPV vaccine protects against 9 different strains of the HPV virus, and that includes most of the strains that cause cervical cancer in women in the U.S.
What are the recommendations about who should receive this HPV vaccine?
The HPV vaccine is recommended for all people between the ages of 9 and 26. The ideal time to get the HPV vaccine is thought to be when you're around 11 or 12 years old.
What is the concept for giving this vaccine to children?
The idea is that we protect children before they have become sexually active and had a chance to be exposed to the virus. But it's also recommended in adults.
I understand that the HPV vaccine is also available for women up to the age of 45. Tell us about that.
That's right. The FDA has recently approved the HPV vaccine up to the age of 45. So it used to be up to the age of 26, and now even older women are eligible to receive the vaccine to protect themselves from HPV.
And what kind of preventative protection against cervical cancer in particular might this vaccination offer for women in that age group?
Well, it may prevent HPV strains that can cause cervical cancer, even if they've been previously exposed to other strains. So although it hasn't been integrated into official vaccine schedule recommendations yet, it's something that you can discuss with your doctor and see if it's right for you.
What about the importance of screening for cervical cancer? What do women need to know?
Well, it's important that you still do comply with the recommended screening for cervical cancer, even if you've received the HPV vaccine.
Have the cervical cancer screening recommendations changed in recent years about how frequently women need to have these tests?
In the last 10 years or so, we've changed from trying to screen women every year to screening them less frequently if all of their results have come back normal. So women might find that they're being asked to come in every 3 years or 5 years for a pap smear instead of every single year.
When women go in for their routine exam, if the results come back and indeed they have been exposed to HPV, what do women need to know at that point?
Well, abnormal pap smears and HPV are incredibly common, and as long as we catch them early and women follow their advice of their doctors, the vast majority of cervical cancers can be prevented.
Dr. Tarleton, thanks for this update about HPV and cervical cancer.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.